taste, Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Oh, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Walt Deptula, Red Rage, we're back. Texas said Reed was a poor man's Lenore Sellers during South Carolina good run last year. Now Reed might win a Heisman. And, oh, man, if Lenore's just had A&M's talent, the ceiling would be infinite, in my opinion. Yeah, look, Reed has gotten better. He's clearly worked at it, and he's throwing the ball dramatically better. And you got to remember that he was thrown in the mix last year as a starter. He was not the starter when the season began. And so this is the first year where he had a full camp and everything else. And I think it's clear that he's worked. And he's played really, really well. Look, I think Lenore showed again on Saturday what a special talent he is. I mean, I honestly thought that Mike Shula did a nice job on Saturday. Listen, I know the world loves to hate Shula, and I understand why, and I'm sort of that same view. I never would have hired him. But I thought he did a lot of good things in terms of moving the pocket and trying to free Sellers. I mean, I would not want to be the offensive coordinator of that team right now, because that offensive line, I mean, I think at this point right now, it might be the worst I've seen in college football since Florida State, when they were absolutely hideous, X number of years ago. that offensive line is like historically bad in terms of pass protection. I mean, they just allow free runners on every play. I mean, guys are coming free instantly on every single play. And somehow Shula's got to try and coach around that. You can only coach around that so much. But South Carolina, look, honestly, South Carolina outplayed Alabama really that whole game and was in position to win the game. They were the better team. They were the better team on that day. South Carolina was the better team. And you know, the Sellers fumble was unfortunate, but, you know, sometimes there's nothing you can do about that. We'll talk about that. Tix just said, who has the worst O-line, South Carolina or Clemson? Oh, South Carolina by miles. People can talk about Clemson's O-line all they want. It hasn't been that bad. No matter what people say, they're wrong. It just hasn't been that bad. I mean, Clemson's only given up a handful of sacks all year. All year. South Carolina has given up pressures on every single play constantly. How many sacks has Clemson given up on the year? Seven? I mean, it's not been a great run-blocking O-line, but it's been better in pass protection. And these quarterbacks for Clemson have had time to throw the ball. And that's not the case. You've got a super freak athlete in South Carolina who has absolutely zero time. They're guys in his face at the snap on every play. Guys in his face on the snap every play. Texter said the O-line here has been the whipping boy for bad quarterback play. That's right. That's the reality. That's the fact. That's 100% the fact. And that's what's got to change at Clemson. That's what's got to change first. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. Tess said if Sellers was not the quarterback, they'd lead the country in sacks by a wide margin, 100%. 100%, because, again, their guy's coming free at the snap on every single play. I mean, Sellers can't be in the pocket. He can't be in the pocket at all. I mean, he's got to either do the magic man act or they've got to move the pocket, but he can't be in the pocket at all. And that's a, you know, that's a concern. I mean, you know, and from a Clemson standpoint, you know, and people are trying to project, again, what's going to happen moving forward. Look, I mean, I'm not optimistic. I'm not optimistic about Duke. I don't think there's any way Clemson wins at Louisville. And I don't know about South Carolina. You know, the South Carolina team that I watched play Alabama the other day would beat Clemson, in my estimation. So if that's the team that shows up, you know, then they're going to be a problem. So we'll see. Dexter looked it up and said Clemson's given up 11 sacks. South Carolina's given up 28. That's 28 with Sellers. Yeah, it was. That's right. It was seven before. I think it was seven before that last game. And I think were there four in that last game? Whatever. Clemson's given up 11, and South Carolina's given up 28. And that's 28 with Sellers at quarterback. So think what that would be with a normal human at quarterback. I mean, that shows you. That's bad offensive line play. Dexter said, amen on free runners harassing Lenores. Palmer said, if Lenores was normally, would have been sacked 50 times instead of the 25 to date going in the Bama game. Right. Exactly right. Dexter said, LSU had a field day on the Clemson O-line, and who have you played with an SEC caliber front since then? And still 3-4. I don't know what any of that means. What is that? You sent that to me about what? I'm lost. I don't even understand what you're talking about. And actually, LSU blitzed all game, and they sent extra bodies all game against Clemson, and Clemson wasn't prepared for that. But the quarterback bailed all game. There were throws to be made there, wide open throws into the evacuated space, and the quarterback just didn't make them. So, you know, that's that deal. Tested your thoughts on Wake Forest and the SMU game. I have no thoughts on that game. I picked Wake Forest with the points, but I have no real thoughts on that game other than it shouldn't have been played. If both teams were disgraceful, it was not one of the better moments, certainly for SMU, and they lose it on a 50-yard field goal right at the end. All right, here's what we have going on in the auction today, and this is an amazing package of food. Are you ready to eat? Are you ready to eat? From our friends at Caroline's Cake Auction, we have Listen to this. By the way, this all culminates with the very last item, which I'm going to tell you about. It's Caroline's Cake Auction. 10 pounds of barbecue. This is for whatever your get-together is, okay? Whatever your get-together is, tailgating, whatever your get-together is. By the way, they do shipped cakes, including gluten-free and vegan options with fillings and buttercream frosting that arrive frozen. How about that? They're at 925 Beaumont Avenue in Spartanburg. Absolutely awesome. On the web, carolinecakes.com. You're going to need that address to check this out in a minute. But so here's the package from our friends at Caroline Cakes. 10 pounds of barbecue with packets of Carolina pepper and vinegar sauce, 3 different low country dips, 2 packages of pimento cheese, 2 packages of cheese biscuits, and. As great as all that stuff sounds, and it is, this is what really separates it. And I'm trying to find that one. Why didn't it? Here it is. Here it is. What really separates it is you're getting 3 full caramel cakes. This is Caroline's classic legendary cake. This is what the whole business is based on, this cake. This is their 7-layer caramel cake. The cake that started it all and still our bestseller. Time-intensive caramel icing, decadently spread between each tender layer, melts in your mouth and sends a rush of nostalgia for good times and holidays past, serving as the absolute centerpiece for countless memorable occasions. More delicious memory-making awaits. Ramona, look at this cake. This is like a 9-10-inch cake. These are full big cakes, all right? This 7-layer caramel cake, 7 layers, Ramona, they got 7 layers of, they included 7 layers of caramel in this cake. I am looking at it on the website. This is the most sinfully delicious looking cake I have ever seen. You get 3 of them. 3 of them. Are you kidding me? I mean, wow, you talk about your meals. I mean, your go-to. How about this? Again, let me restate this. From our friends at Caroline's Cake Auctions, Caroline's Cakes Auction, 10 pounds of barbecue with Carolina pepper and vinegar sauce, 3 low county dips, 2 packages of pimento cheese, 2 packages of cheese biscuits, and 3 full 7-layer caramel cakes from Caroline's Cake Auctions, and the caramel cake is their specialty. All right, I need a bid of 400 to open it. That's not close.
I have a bid of 400.
We have a bid of 400. How about that?
Yes.
We have a bid of 400. All right, we're already rolling on this, and we're nowhere near the value as yet either. So let's friggin' go. Next bid has to be 500 or better, $100 increments. Let's go, 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 go.
We got one on here.
Say again?
We got one cake on here. It's half the caramel cake and half that chocolate one I was telling you about.
Well, we don't, but we're, this is, these are all the caramel cakes. You're getting 3 caramel cakes. The caramel cake is their specialty. That's what they're known wide and far for. And I'm telling you, check out the website and you can check this cake out for yourself. Caroline's with an S, carolinescakes.com, carolinescakes.com. Check out this website. Unbelievable. I mean, I would kill for this cake right now. So this enormous food package, I have a bid of 400 to get us going. Next bid has to be 500 or more. We're not close to the value again. And I would encourage you to check that out yourselves. The buy it now on it will be 1,000. I have a $400 bid, so let's go. Next bid has to be 500 or more. 500 or more, let's friggin' go. Who's that, Ramon? Is that Stuart? Oh, we don't know yet. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. But what a package of food from our friends at Caroline's Cake Auction. I mean, are you kidding me? 10 pounds of barbecue with Carolina pepper and vinegar sauce, 3 different low country dips, 2 packs of pimento cheese, 2 packages of cheese biscuits, and 3 full house specialty 9-inch caramel cakes.
with their seven layers of caramel. I mean, you talk about sinfully delicious. I mean, are you kidding me, man? Let's friggin' go. It's unbelievable. Thanks to our good friends at Caroline's Cakes. I need next bid upgrade of $100 on that. So let's go on that, and let's see if we can hit the buy it now. But let's go. I need an upgrade on that bid. Again, every dollar goes to Tigers for Tatas. You heard Frank's story the other day on Thursday, and you've heard so many other stories. Just a wonderful cause. Let's go. Let me tell you about Underdog. Seminole Ted, you'll be up first as soon as I get back. Football season in full swing. Underdog's the place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. I love Underdog. I'm on it every day. It just makes it all a little better. A little spicier. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower in stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You know, I lost a play this weekend that I gave out what I thought was a winning play on Friday. It sure looked like a winning play. When the Oklahoma game started, I needed Mateer to get to 237 passing yards. He had 153 in the first half, and I thought he was rolling. And then the game just got really strange, and Oklahoma lost possessions. They had a 70-yard touchdown run that didn't help. The passing yards, he wound up being like 10 yards short, and I didn't win that friggin' pick. That's a pick I gave out on air. But, man, I just love playing Underdog. Win, lose, it doesn't matter. It's all incredible, but we like to win more than we lose, and we do. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $100 in bonus funds in bonus entries or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. It's still Boostober, meaning they still have all these wild boosts that you have to take advantage of. I did in my winning plays this weekend, and you should be playing every boost available to you on Underdog. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. We'll take a quick break.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? At PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System, and it helped me lose 67 pounds in only 26 weeks. The PhD plan helps you burn fat first, not sugar. No starving, no risky drugs, no endless workouts. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism. And for radio listeners only, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee. You'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free. They'll even cover the cost of your food during the program. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait. This guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Give them a call today, 864-644-1900, and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new 5-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Fortune Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main and Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road, online. AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. For more information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tigers for Tatas. Text T4T to 53555 for an easy way to donate. With your help, we can make a difference.
A strong man dies to cry. Things that crawl and things that fly, things creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost of Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around, but I couldn't believe it.
You know, I we're back. I'm leaving Simpson out of that thing. I left Simpson out. Simpson's in that quarterback mix too, just to be clear. So that's five quarterbacks. He's in that mix too. We have five quarterbacks competing to win the Heisman Trophy. We should have two defensive players, but they're not going to give them the award. So Simpson's got to be a part of that mix too. You know, look, Texas 706 wrote me this. People ask me are asking me, what about Georgia in those top three? No, Georgia's not an elite team. I mean, they're just not. The defense is just not good enough to be an elite team. It's nowhere near good enough. It's not Georgia's standards. That's just not who they are. They're not winning the national title. I mean, look, it's 10-27, 2025. In terms of what we've seen to date, I think there are three teams that can win the national title. I think they're Indiana, Ohio State, and Texas A&M. And I don't think anybody really would add two of those win the national title before the year, but I think it's really possible. I think Indiana's the most well-coached team in America. I just do. I actually think they're the best team in America. I'm voting them one in our map poll. I've been voting them one since they went to Oregon and did what they did to Oregon. And then this week, in case UCLA had won three straight games and was feeling better about themselves, well, not anymore, because they ran into Indiana, and Indiana treated them like you ought to treat UCLA, not the way Penn State treated them. And that's what they did to them. But I think A&M has been nothing short of brilliant. I think they've been terrific. But, you know, the Alabama thing, Texture 706 said this: Alabama 75th in run defense, 111th in rush offense. Look, one of the things I talked about before the year with Alabama is I didn't think they could run the ball. I thought their run game was gone, and it has been. I was 100% right about that. What I didn't know was that Simpson would bail them out time and time again, and he has, because I don't think Alabama's any good. I don't. I think they have Simpson, who has basically salvaged their season and saved them, because he's been terrific, and he's won some games that maybe they didn't deserve to win. But I don't think that football team is any good. Again, 75th in run defense and 111th in rush offense. That's no gouda. And yet they've overcome it because Simpson has made plays. And so you give him credit, and that's why he's got to be in this Heisman mix too. And I, again, deservedly so, because I still don't think – I mean, I still think this is one of the worst Alabama teams I've seen in recent vintage. And yet here we are with one loss, and they're a top-five team. All right, let me get to some of these. Let me get to some of these calls. But yeah, Ted said great song. R.I.P. Charlie Daniels. Exactly. It's Seminole Ted basketball. David and Kevin right now. Seminole Ted. Ted. Do we have an upgrade? Do we have an upgrade on our bid? We should. We should. This is an unbelievable food package. Let's go. Let somebody go. All right. Sorry, Ted.
No, you're good. Thanks for getting me in. You missed the boat in not playing Sweet Caroline to introduce that auction, but just for the record. But I want to talk
that song's only used at the end. We can't.
I know it is, but you could have made an exception for the auction.
Okay.
But Brian Kelly, I wonder if he saw that coming. You know, when he left Notre Dame, you know, you wonder did he leave a better program for a better fit? And I don't know. I think he'd have been better off staying at Notre Dame. But hey, you know, I guess he's got a good buyout either way, and he'll land his coaching feet somewhere, I'm sure.
Will he? But see, this is what I'm not sure of. You know, the question exists. You know, who's going to immediately jump in on James Franklin again? But I think James Franklin is going to have big suitors, and he's going to get a big job. Is Brian Kelly? Who's jumping in on Brian Kelly? Are any of the big?
I didn't say a big suitor.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even saying what you're saying. I mean, I think that's the expectation. I mean, Brian Kelly has coached in a national championship game. I think that's why LSU brought him in. But we're going to have a lot of major jobs open. Which of those major jobs is going to hire Brian Kelly? You know, I don't know. For example, is Brian Kelly now going to be on Penn State's list?
Probably not.
I mean, Penn State, one of the reasons that Penn State allegedly dismissed Franklin is he's an a-hole behind the scenes. Well, Brian Kelly's an a-hole all the time.
Yeah, it could be. I want to shift gears real quick and talk about the Dolphins. Where did that come from yesterday, Walt?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a long NFL season. Things happen.
It is, but that was supposedly one of the best pass defenses in the league. And Miami chucked it up and down the field all game.
Yeah.
And I realized that when you have a running game and everything's working, it's all good. Did somebody pop into it in the eye, make him not throw any interceptions? I don't know what happened. Well, I'll take it. But.
Yeah, I don't know. But the Falcons occasionally just play stinkers, and I think it's more that than it is anything else. And then
what?
You know, and I'm not expecting great things out of the Dolphins. Kirk Cousins was their quarterback, too.
Yeah. I'm not expecting great things the rest of the season out of the Dolphins. But, you know, after all the adversity they've went through, to see them pull through and have a solid game, I mean, it made my weekend great.
You know, what they really did is they totally stopped Atlanta's rushing attack. I mean, Bijan Robinson rushed for 25 yards. Algier rushed for 4. You held Bijan Robinson and Algier to 29 yards rushing on 13 carries. That's not enough carries, first of all.
Is it something just as simple as that's football sometimes?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, fair enough. All right. Have a good one, Walt.
Yep, thank you, Ted. Yeah, I think you do. I think they're just – you get you play long seasons, you get unexpected results sometimes those same two teams could play another 10 times, another 9 times, you wouldn't get that result. Basketball, David. David, good to have you, David. Thank you for getting in.
Hey, Walt, thanks as always for having me on.
Absolutely, David.
Well, enough about this weird-shaped ball sport. Let's go to the sport that the ball shape that it actually should be. That's coming up. We start next week, Walt. Next week.
I know.
Walt, are we headed back towards the freshman matter? Because all I heard over the weekend, and obviously I know you're heavy into football, but I'm not sure how many other basketball exhibitions you caught, but we had a lot of really good, interesting matchups over the weekend with these, you know, exhibitions becoming more public and whatnot. And all I heard over the weekend, Walt, was freshman. Are we headed back to the freshman?
I don't know. I think it's a little... I think it's a little early to determine that, you know. And you know, Dave, we could have a regular season filled with freshmen, but will we have a national champion filled with freshmen? You know, I think that's a different thing. I think to win a national championship, you basically need a mix, and you better have some experienced players to win a national championship. So I'm not sure. I mean, I think there's certainly some talented freshman players around the country. But I don't know if I'm going to be willing to say the whole season's nothing but freshman.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you, Walt. And again, Walt, I think the just kind of getting into a little conversation here, Walt, I think the ACC is going to be better than it has been this year. And not sure if you've taken a kind of deep look at the league yet or whatever, but obviously, you know, Duke and North Carolina and Louisville are going to be there. Duke and Louisville at the top, but I think North Carolina actually has the talent to in a team that looks like a basketball team as opposed to you know, kind of a mismatched a group of parts, if you will. I think they're going to be really good.
North Carolina under Hubert Davis, North Carolina may finally have figured out the size element of the game, which they've not been able to figure out under him previously. So we'll see.
It's an odd number year.
They have more physical size this year.
Correct. You know, and I finally think they also got rid of. I'll be honest, Walt. I told Zeke this all last year. I think R.J. Davis coming back for his fifth year was a total detriment to their team last year. And I think them getting rid of him, getting some size in the backcourt, and also getting some shooting, because North Carolina didn't have a ton of shooting last year, and I think them getting him, getting pieces that could shoot the ball from a lot of positions. And And again, you know, I think they're older. They've got a fifth-year senior, fourth-year senior in Trimble. But again, to your point and what we've always said, I think, Walt, you and I will go back. I think we were sitting outside of the Greenville, I was going to say the auditorium, whatever the arena is now, the sponsor changed. We were doing a pregame show, and I think it was the year that Duke had the mixture of, like, Quinn Cook with Jahlil Okafor and all them. Yeah. And I think this is when we came up with our mixture of freshmen and upperclassmen, the mixture. And I think we've been kind of on that ever since. And I think kind of with Duke, with North Carolina, and I think you see both them having good mixtures of freshman talent with returning talent.
Do we think Hubert is an elite coach?
See, that's the only holdback, because Walt and Zeke and I talked about this. Walt, if you put Brad Brunelli at North Carolina right now, they're preseason top 10.
Right.
But because it's Hubert, they're a preseason top 25 team. And that's where, I'll be honest, Walt, me personally, just having watched, I wonder about his staff. I don't know the competency of his staff. Because the year that he had when they won the regular season ACC title 2-3 years ago, and they made the, you know, they eliminated K and they won the Final Four game and all that, I thought Hubert, you know, he had a really good team, but I also thought, like, he had some times where, like, he really coached them up. And then last year, obviously, you know, I think his roster was just a disaster, but I agree with you. I think Shire has proven himself. He's improved every year he's been.
Yeah, I tend to think so too.
You know, I think he's improved every year. He's replaced Kay. He's gone from Sweet 16 to Elite 8 to Final Four, and I think it's only a matter of time until he wins a national title. But you and I both know, obviously, as we say, every March and every year, you know, March is such a crapshoot that the best team doesn't always win. But nonetheless, I think Shire's already proven himself, but I'm with you, Walt. I think North Carolina's got the roster. Can Hubert keep it together and not sort of screw it up?
Where do you have Clemson, David?
I picked them fifth.
Who's fourth?
I picked NC State fourth, and I picked Clemson fifth. And the reason I picked Clemson fifth was because, and I've watched them twice now, And by the way, Walt, what a huge recruiting coup that Brad Brunell's done so far.
Yeah.
Obviously, we were all over the Stevens one, and Harris Reynolds is another heck of a get for them. So, he's a freak of athlete. You know, obviously needs to work on his offensive skill some, but I mean, he's got a game that has skill. It's not, you know, I think it just needs to be developed. But I mean, for that to be their two-man class, what a class for them.
You know, the other thing is Reynolds, like Foster, they play a composed game. You know, they're athletic, but they play with composure. They're not wild childs. They're not out of control. They play with their head up. They know how to play basketball. I'm reluctant to just sort of go all in on this team in terms of, you know, oh, I think they're going to do this and I think they're going to do that. I need to see it, and I need to see it develop. But I will tell you this, David, I think the pieces are really, really intriguing, and so is the depth. And, you know, one of the advantages to great depth, David, is you always play hard. As long as you use that depth, you always play hard. Nobody should ever be tired. You know, there were a lot of times last year where, you know, the depth was shallow, and, you know, and you've got guys who are basically trying to pace themselves. You know, there's no reason to pace yourself now because there's 11 guys who are going to play. So if Brad actually sticks to that, and I think he's going to, then I think that's another reason that Clemson's interesting. They have great size. I think they really have skill, but I think that depth is something that most people don't have. And, you know, it's something that Brad hasn't had prior. So one of those great advantages of depth is that you should never have anybody on the court who's not playing hard every minute, because you're only going to play X number of minutes. Then you're going to go sit down. Someone else is going to come in and play hard.
Exactly right. And if you're not playing hard, they'll go right back to putting those people in that played hard.
Right.
And so, well, I think after watching this team twice in competitive environments, my kind of takeaways is I think obviously what everything you've said is 100% spot on. My two sort of worries with the team is Dylan Hunter having to carry the brunt of the backcourt. I think it's going to all depend on, and I'm super high on this kid. Well, I don't want to say this, but, well, it wouldn't shock me if he's not at Clemson in 2 years. And I don't mean going to another college.
Yeah.
So take that what you'll have. But I think Zach Foster is a stud.
Yeah, well, I've been saying that.
He's also a freshman.
Yeah, you know, I've been saying that forever. I think Foster, you know, and I've specifically asked Brad, is Foster the next great Clemson player? And I've said, because I think he is, and Brad is like, yeah, he and Chase Thompson and Ace Buckner. But, yeah, I mean, I think Zach Foster is that dude, and he's gotten stronger since he got here, bigger, put on good weight, and I think he has real star power right from the get-go. And so he's the kind of player that, I mean, this may actually be the most talented player that Brad has had at Clemson.
I don't disagree. We're not talking ranking. We're talking talent. I don't disagree, Walt.
But
I don't disagree. Like, I legit think he's got first-round ability.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So if that if he plays that way, that'll take some of the pressure, you know,
off of Dylan
Hunter. And you
agreed.
Know, and again, Dylan plays a very composed game. You know, I mean, he's going to give you assists without turnovers. He's going to play a composed game. He's shown he can make some big shots. That's still not the focal point of his offense. You know, he's got to run the team. But I think as the year goes on, I think more of that is going to go to Zach Foster.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And while the other interesting thing about this team is that I think most of their scoring and whatnot, but also their shooting. Because one thing you kind of hear about, you know, if you're picking apart this Clemson roster preseason, you're like, well, where does the shooting come from? I think they have shooting, Walt. Bigs. I just think it comes from the 3-4-5
right.
position.
Right. A lot of it's from the baseline. I mean, and that works too. I mean, if you have big guys who can stretch the court, it opens up the driving lanes. And I think that's going to pose people problems. Plus, you know, I think most of Clemson's bigs are very athletic. Now, Nick Davidson is more like Danny Ferry, you know, in terms of how he plays, but he's skilled. There's no question about that.
Yes.
David, we're gonna have to have a basketball show maybe next week. We'll pick this up then. David, great speaking to you as always.
Thanks, Walt. Appreciate
Thank
you,
David. All right, quick break. It is Galen and Kevin. It's Kevin and Galen on the other side. We'll be right back.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, with the annual enrollment period upon us, will Gary or his agents service my area in Spartanburg? My plan is making a lot of changes.
Great question, listener, and thanks for asking. If you are not our customer already, you should be concerned. My customers get both a letter from their plan in September and my assessment of how their existing plan stacks up compared to the others in October. We sell the Big Seven companies and do not have a dog in the hunt. We want to help meet your needs. And yes, I have agents who work under my supervision who service all of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. Call today, 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. If you're not already Gary's customer, you may not be in the know. Give Gary a call today, 864-307-8484.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact@longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Deal. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Transmission problems. AAMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AAMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty from AAMCO of Greenville today.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
When the night has come, and all the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you ever see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shed a single tear.
Texter 378, I am lost on whatever it is you're trying to say. First of all, I mean, you just go back a little bit and you say all these great things about the show, and that from a Gamecock fan, you this is what you wrote me, you do a hell of a job, and I love the non-biased straight shooting across all conferences, that type of stuff. But then you're writing me, and I'm like lost on what you're trying to say. I mean, you wrote, LSU had a field day on the Clemson O-line, and who have you played with SEC caliber front since then, and still 3-4, get real. Is that to me? Over what? I'm like, you're not following me. I don't know what that refers to. I mean, I actually said I think Clemson's going to... I think the South Carolina game is another potential rough spot for Clemson. What are you talking about? Is that to me? Is that to something a caller said? That's what I'm asking to clarify. So you wrote back and you said Clemson's not faced a front all year that compares to Missouri, Bama, or even Vandy, with the exception of LSU. So when Clemson rolls into Columbia, you'll see how bad that front is. Well, that's false. Because SMU has elite defensive ends and elite defensive line. So that's false, okay? That's just not true. Bama has nobody up front. Overton is just a guy, and they basically have nobody else. And Missouri isn't special in that regard. So I don't know what your point is, though. I mean, what's your point? What is this about? I'm like lost. Are you trying to defend your offensive line? Is that it? The offensive line that has Lenore Sellers running for his life on every single snap? I'm totally lost on whatever it is you're trying to say. Clarify it. They said you may have had too many lunch beers. I just don't know. I don't get it. I don't know what the point is. Kevin, and then Galen. Kevin, how are you, Kevin?
Hey, good, Walt. First of all, I'm a Gamecock fan. And as far as I can tell, we can only talk smack to Virginia Tech, South Carolina State, and Kentucky fans. We have no bragging rights over anybody else. And those three teams are average at best. I think South Carolina State might be the best out of those three. And this guy's confused. It's not 2024.
I'm not talking about who's good and who's not. I mean, there's plenty of suck to go around. I'm not even debating that. I just don't even understand. I just don't get whatever point he's trying to make. That's what I'm lost on.
Well, I just want to run something by you. The most difficult sport in all of college athletics involves a human and control of a beastly horse, and it's called equestrian. How in the world can we have the number two ranked equestrian team in the country with all the great equestrian around the United States if you can't field the top 20 football team? It just makes no sense. Where do you find the horses and these ladies that drive them and do all the jumps and the pirouettes and the twists and the turns? And, I mean, it's such a confusing sport. I can't even begin to imagine how to score it. But I know they beat UC Davis last week, and they're ranked number two in the country.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with our athletic program, Walt, that we can develop women's basketball, we can develop equestrian, and we can develop two-man bass fishing teams to take down national titles. But we can't develop a 10-win football team. The baseball team hasn't made the NCAA in over a decade, and we're spending millions on these coaches, right? Lamont Paris, I like him. I think he's got a track with the football team. They did lose the exhibition game to NC State. He said he didn't show all he had. But our football program is in disarray, and there's just no good outlook. If Lenore Sellers decides to turn pro, what's the answer at that position? You know, it's going to be a struggle, Walt. I don't think we should fire Beamer. I think he deserves one more year. On paper, he has about the same record over the same time span as Spurrier had at this point in his career. So you can turn it around. But he's not Steve Spurrier. He doesn't bring that caliber of coaching to the table. And, you know, when you talk about the best football team in South Carolina, it's Presbyterian College. They're 8-0. They're mauling teams. They're winning by a few points here and there. I don't know what kind of magic they've got going on, but we need to bring this guy in to be our offense coordinator and replace Mike Shula.
Well, there's a lot there, Kevin. I don't really know about the whole equestrian thing, Kevin, but maybe you ought to bring over some of the coaching from that. I'm not sure. Kevin, good speaking to you as always.
Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Kevin. Equestrian, Ramona, South Carolina, number two in the country.
Equestrian.
Yeah, equestrian. I guess I have to get my horse out. Galen, how are you, Galen?
Equestrian?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I thought it was a song, Age of Equestrian. I don't know. You know, who knows? But I was wanting your opinion on something that I've been noticing the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, pre-COVID, we always knew. And I'm just throwing teams out there. We knew Ohio State was going to be in the national championship. Clemson with Watson and Lawrence. Alabama with all the studs they had. And to me, it looks like the game as a whole, and I watch other games other than my Gamecocks, which, again, every pass play is a naked bootleg for the Norris. So, and you know why. Just what you said.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the misassignments that I see on, I mean, I'm talking about every team. I watched Indiana this past week, blah, blah, blah. The whole play, offense, defense looks slower. And I think it's honestly because the guys were there 2 or 3 years and actually learned the system. You can't be there 1 year. I don't care how good you are and know the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's something. Wrong? Yeah, no, I think there's something to that. Yeah, and maybe Indiana is the best test case example of that in the way they play. Indiana's doing things that other people just aren't doing though. And look, those linebackers at Indiana are terrific football players, but you know, we have a world college football game where we're seeing like nothing but nickel and dime base defenses. And here's Indiana going out to Oregon, playing at Autzen Stadium with the lead in the second half, and they're keeping three linebackers on the field, old style. And all three of these guys are playing in such perfect harmony, like they've been born and bred to play football together, that Oregon trailing and going against a base defense that has three linebackers on the field can't gain a yard. And they had 40 yards in the second half against a three linebacker base defense. Nobody else in America is doing that. And I think part of it is that, you know, there's some continuity there. Now they've brought some transfers in too.
It's like Dabo.
Yeah.
Like Dabo was trying to do that before, you know, and he hasn't done much. But I think maybe, you know, Indiana, how long have those guys been there? Just like you said, they've been there.
Yeah.
And they're running a 4-3, a high school type defense that's just eating people up.
Yeah. 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 100%. Yeah. I mean, and again, they look like the most well coached football team in the country. I thought this last year, and now I really think it. And I think we're seeing it every week. And, you know, the games that other people aren't prepared for, like UCLA, who had won three straight games, and other people seemed less than prepared to play them. Well, Indiana was prepared to play them. Indiana had no such problems. You know, they totally look legitimate. I think at this point in the year, Galen, the teams that look like they know what they're doing are Indiana, Ohio State, and Texas A&M. I'm not sure anybody else does.
Exactly. And you've said it, if you've said it once, you've said it 100 times. And I agree with that. The teams pre-COVID, I don't know if there are really any elite quarterbacks. You've got to have an elite quarterback to win. You've got to.
Yeah.
That's the only way. And the Haynes King kid, you know, I don't even know if they're undefeated. But he doesn't look like the quarterbacks from Alabama or Clemson that were elite. I don't see any of that because they hadn't been there.
Yeah, well, he has another whole element. I mean, he runs for 100 yards every game, you know, on top of everything else. And he's gotten better and better as a passer. But what he's the ultimate leader in college football. You know, he's not going on to have a Watson or Lawrence pro career. Well, maybe neither are they. Galen, I got to run. Good talking to you. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Chickasaw Point, a gated community along the banks of Lake Hartwell, has so much to offer, from breathtaking golf to a reimagined event center at Overlook Restaurant. Offering delicious food and available for events like meetings and weddings, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
For 85 years, Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative has empowered rural communities through quality service and reliability. We've grown to serve over 74,000 meters across 7,500 miles of power lines. Connect with us on social media and celebrate this special anniversary as we look back through our history with an eye towards maximizing our community's future. Blue Ridge Electric, a co-op built on service, wired to deliver.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-